Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
In an old video from 1995, a theology professor named Pierre Gilbert warned of mandatory vaccines that would turn recipients into zombies. He speaks in French, so I will translate. In the biological destruction, there are the organized tempests on the magnetic fields. What will follow is the contamination of the bloodstreams of mankind, creating intentional infections. This will be enforced via laws that will make vaccination mandatory, and these vaccines will make possible to control people. The vaccines will have liquid crystals that will become hosted in the brain cells, which will become micro receivers of electromagnetic fields, where waves of very low frequencies will be sent. And through these low frequency waves, people will be unable to think. You'll be turned into a zombie. Don't think of this as a hypothesis. This has been done. Think of Rwanda. There isn't much information I could find about Pierre Gilbert, but what he said 26 years ago certainly rings true today. In 2016, The Guardian published, "Genetically engineered magnetoprotein remotely controls brain and behavior." Here we can see zebrafish larvae that have been injected with magneto being manipulated with magnetic fields. In March of 2020, Defense One published an article on how hydrogel biosensors are ready to be injected into people's bodies, funded by DARPA and Bill Gates. If you search magnetic nanoparticles, you will find several articles and videos explaining the so-called benefits of this invasive technology that can control parts of the human body via external frequencies. Livestock needs to be branded and tracked, and the enslavement of humanity is voluntary, which is why the so-called vaccines are voluntary. And sadly, there seems to be millions of people eagerly lining up to be state property. For ReeseReport.com, this is Greg Reese.
People talk glibly about science. What is science? People coming out of a university with a master's degree or a PhD, you take them into the field, and they literally don't believe anything unless there's a peer-reviewed paper. It's the only thing they accept. And you say to them, but let's observe, let's think, let's discuss. They don't do it. It's just, is it in a peer-reviewed paper or not? That's their view of science. I think it's pathetic. Gone into universities as bright young people, they come out of them brain dead, not even knowing what science means. They think it means peer-reviewed papers, etc. No, that's academia. And if a paper is peer-reviewed, it means everybody thought the same, therefore they approved it. An unintended consequence is that when new knowledge emerges, new scientific insights, they can never, ever be peer-reviewed. So we're blocking all new advances in science that are big advances. If you look at the breakthroughs in science, almost always they don't come from the center of that profession. They come from the fringe. The finest candle makers in the world couldn't even think of electric lights. They don't come from within. They often come from outside the breaks. We're going to kill ourselves because of stupidity.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's May 30th on this live Sunday edition. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Please stay with us for the next 2 hours and beyond, because we are going to break incredibly important news exclusively here that could affect the future of the planet in a great way. And folks, no, that's not pretentious. That's a fact.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's Sunday, May 30th. The year is 2021. And per usual, we will break absolutely critical information, the future of our species on this planet and beyond. Thank you again so much for joining us on the eve of Memorial Day. We're live. I'll be here for the next few hours. Dylan Schroyer's coming in to do Sunday Live, 6 to 8 p.m. Central as well. Okay, obviously a lot of people are paying attention to this transmission. I have had so many national talk show hosts and others, folks involved, former directors of intelligence agencies, not just General Flynn, but others, calling me up, congratulating me in the last 48 hours, saying, how did you know that it came out of the Wuhan lab? And the key to victory here is not taking credit for this, because if I just take credit for that, people think I'm some type of Nostradamus. We're going to lose the whole planet. It specifically came out in late January, early February, and then March of 2020, the exact virus combo, the five viruses spliced together, six insertions on the CRISPR scanner systems and other gene editing and gene reading systems. Exactly what it was. And then we went and looked up that Fauci had run the entire program there since 2015 when it was deemed illegal in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. And so we had on a lot of virologists and epidemiologists and scientists and the guy that wrote the U.S. biological weapons law back in the late 80s and helped write world treaties on biological chemical weapons in the 90s and was the chief U.N. war crimes prosecutor of Slobodan Milosevic. I mean, the list goes on. And he came on and went over all that data. He's a professor in Chicago and laid out exactly what the facts were. So it's the equivalent of if they would have had film shot 35 millimeter of Charlie Manson telling his cult to go kill Sharon Tate. It was enough to, you know, have witnesses that he said do it, and he got convicted ultimately. But this would be like having 35 millimeter film of him giving the order. And so it's all there. And so we put all this out over a year ago, 15 months ago, 16 months ago, 17 months ago, hard to believe time's flying, however many months go back from the end of May 2021 to late January 2020, and there it all is. And the same thing happens. These smart people call me and they go, well, congratulations on this. You've really been proven right again. And I say, listen, it's not me. Let me send you some articles from the scientists that said, oh, come on, Alex, nobody knew but you. And then I start trying to tell them what's coming next, and as usual, no one's listening or no one's paying attention like they should be, because it's all right here. But even more importantly, why it's all coming out is here. Don't you want to know why CNN's done a U-turn, a 180, a bat turn, and come out and said, okay, looks like it came out of the lab. Here's a headline. We need to know how COVID-19 emerged so we can stop it from happening. And ABC News saying, well, looks like it came out of the lab. They knew 16 months ago, 17 months ago, they knew all this same stuff. In fact, it was the WHO and Fauci that went and threatened Australia and threatened India and threatened French scientists. You don't think all our scientists do this too? That have these multi-billion dollar machines? And they threaten their funding. Because you see, multinational corporations, they, quote, donate these machines to these big scientific institutions so they can control what information comes out about the genetic code of humans and everything else on this planet and what they're doing. And so scientists got samples. They scanned it. They said, this is the Frankenstein of Frankensteins. Whether it's super deadly or not, that's up for debate. The fact is, it was five different species of virus welded together. Now, top U.S. and British scientists that are at the top of the food chain, they're saying six viruses. So, it's all there. The P-shuttle genes, all of it, where they actually physically put these viruses together. And Wuhan was an industrial-level site. You got video coming up of the Wuhan scientists just covered in blood, head to toe, and just dead animals and stuff everywhere, because they were feeding pigs with the flesh, the organs of pigs that had died from the virus, so that they could industrially get tons of the virus out for bioweapons. The only reason you do that, reportedly thousands of pigs, because still the machine they use is a human body or an animal body. They're not really making these in labs. They're just mass producing it. They isolate it, then they put it back into an animal, and then they start mass producing that particular replication of the virus. Then they freeze it, because most viruses that have become deadly quickly become non-deadly. They mutate and are no longer a deadly strain. That's the big secret about germs and about how they go into us, and then our body learns how to deal with them, and then you get herd immunity. And that's all the science. But today, starting next segment, I am going to, in a very focused way, go through how all this comes together and how big a deal it is that this is now actually coming out. But here's some of the headlines. We need to know how COVID-19 emerged so we can stop it happening again. Well, I thought we knew it was the wet market and somebody ate a bat. ABC's John Carl admits Trump right about COVID origins. Some things may be true even if Donald Trump said them. Virologist says genetic fingerprints prove COVID-19 man-made, no credible ancestor. That's in the Daily Mail with these top scientists over in the UK, but that's not really the headline. The big news is that there's six inserts created through gain-of-function research at the Wuhan Institute in the virus. It's a bunch of different species of virus. Didn't naturally mutate into this. A lizard doesn't mutate in a million years. Into a giraffe. I mean, it's whole different viruses, different species of virus from the wild fused into one in a laboratory. And as Rand Paul, being a doctor, went over the medical system of this, they use natural animals to gestate it in, to basically produce it in, so that it would then not have all the markings of being made in a lab. But it was spliced in the lab, then put into animals to be produced in their blood, and then strained out. That's why it was like a slaughterhouse, because it was just massive amounts of these viruses that they were purifying out and preparing for the bio attack they then launched. But humans are so strong and so healthy, it didn't work on most people. Only the old, only the sick, and the Chinese in Wuhan, the most toxic city in the world, who already had destroyed lungs from the toxic air, a lot of them did die. And so then that was used to create massive hype and massive fear. But it's all the timing of the release that is the most important. Yeah, just click the first link right there, which is Daily Mail. Show folks that article. Thanks for TV viewers. I'm directing the crew here. There it is. So we're going to lay it all out today and why it's coming out now. But the big issue here is it didn't leak from the lab accidentally. Look at the timing of it. Look at Fauci saying Trump will be challenged in the next few years by a massive pandemic when he first got into office. He gave that speech when Trump first got in. You look at how we stayed locked down, but China didn't. Then China bragged that they've won the economic war and America's over because we stayed locked down and they didn't. I mean, they had the motive, they had the background, they had the history, they bragged about it. Fauci has said China's incredible. Gates has said China's incredible, then America's done. Big Tech's moved to China. This was an economic warfare weapon using a virus scare to take over, and they wanted it to be a chimera virus, so when scientists looked at it, they would get really scared and believe the story that it was a super deadly bioweapon. But that's only part one of it. It's a carrier virus for any new bioweapon system they want to release. I believe they're going to release a later COVID that will be super deadly.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, human rights attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Vietnam immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
And that there certainly is. Okay. If you want next year's news today, you're about to get it. And I don't bring you this information out of speculation. I bring it to you from deep research analysis and basically tracking everything that's going on in the world and having a deep understanding of all the different power players that are involved. So let me give you the bottom line, then I'm going to drill into all of it. There is a giant AI-run world government corporate system being set up. Communist China is run by these people. It's the model. They want to standardize total tyranny, AI control, global social credit score there. And then they want to sell that as the idea of living a safe and secure life so the rest of the world basically adopts the same system. But it won't be run by the communist Chinese. It'll be run by the globalists. They put the Chi Coms in power in 1949 and basically launched them for global takeover in the late 1970s. But that's admitted by the CFR, all the rest of them. This is a fact. That's why Joe Biden has come out in a speech and said China believes it will own America within 15 years. That's not what he really said. The New York Post gets it wrong. He actually said by 2030 or 2035, but he bumbles around. But they've now released the transcript. So he says within 9 years to 14 years is the real statement, 9 to 14 years. But when he says China, he means the globalists. And he says, we're a democracy. We have so much freedom. That's the problem. You need to do what I say, and I'll be a strong man, and I can stop Xi Jinping when he's actually running Biden. And notice, that statement to Americans sounds like, hey, we better do what Biden says. He's going to protect us from China. But in China and in that area of Asia, period, to say that they're taking over and that he's a stronger dictator, that is taken by the people as an admission of weakness and incredible praise of Xi Jinping, who's got his thumb on Joe Biden and on Hunter. So this is really rubbing it in, just as bad as when he was only in office 2 weeks after stealing the election, and he was on CNN. We've got to cue that up and play it later if you guys can find it. And he told Anderson Cooper, one of the robber baron heirs, he told him that China's just doing what China's got to do for its interior. Xi's doing what he has to protect China, running those death camps of Uyghurs and taking over Hong Kong. And we're going to stay out of it. And then you saw the Chinese military start really cracking down more in Hong Kong and other areas. Within a day of that being said, I mean, this is the equivalent of Neville Chamberlain telling Hitler he could go ahead and invade Czechoslovakia and other areas. So you are seeing incredible developments happen right now, and it's amazing. So there's a global power structure that doesn't want China to get too powerful too quick. Biden's fully controlled. Gates is fully controlled. They are Chinaphiles. Fauci. That's why they all say China's good, America's bad, China's the future. They're all invested in China. So they're not even American double agents. They are total Chinaphile globalists. That's their group. Then there's other globalist arms. Think of this as back to the Roman Senate and the intrigue that was there thousands of years ago, 2,000 years ago. It's very similar, but in a high-tech format and modern format with even more players. And so there's another arm that doesn't like the fact that the globalists tried to push too fast and tried to have China win the global domination fight now, when that's not supposed to happen down the road. All nations are supposed to lose, and then a global corporate system is meant to dominate them in the end. And so the fact that China did purposely leak this with Fauci and with Gates as their economic weapon, along with Klaus Schwab, which they basically admitted they've done, and China brags that they've done, you know, won the war in a bio attack, that their response was better than ours. I mean, they've all but said it. There are other groups that have the proof, have the whistleblowers, have the scans of the viruses that they had 16 months ago. But they wanted to have the lockdown and learn to work from home and teach the public live under martial law and push medical IDs and push vaccine passports. They wanted to get all that going worldwide and get everybody used to a QR code and have the banks in control. But they don't want Bill Gates and Fauci and Xi Jinping too big for their britches. And so now all this is allowed to come out to say, we're going to say it's a leak and we're going to release the fact that it was done on purpose if you don't start singing to the same sheet of music as us. Because remember, the globalists built up China. They put them in charge, gave them all our jobs, one-sided trade policies for 30 years. China wasn't supposed to go outside the South China Sea. China was supposed to have all the economic development, but the NATO was supposed to be the new military superpower with the U.S. subservient to it in the future, with the U.N. and NATO in charge. But China, of course, double and triple agent, and bought up a bunch of the globalists and UN operatives. That's why even the Times of London admits, the Financial Times admits, that globalism's failing because they all keep infighting. And so when Biden says, oh, you need to let me be more dictatorial in our democracy, which we're trying to be a democracy, to counter China, he's again trying to trick people to go under autocratic technocrat speak so that, quote, will be prosperous. Same thing that Trudeau said to a group of women a few years ago, the leader of the Canadians. Justin Trudeau said, I admire the dictatorship of China. I think it's the best political system in the world. Basic dictatorship is what he called it. He said, we need that to be able to make quick decisions. So we're being told autocratic, centralized control is the best if you want a bunch of goodies. And the women got quite excited hearing about the aspiring dictator that they were in the room with and became physically aroused, some of them wiggling around in their seats. It was very, very bad boyish. Well, that's because his father served under the tutelage of one of the Chinese communist dictators and received heavy funding from the communist Chinese. That's actually on record. And so he's basically a Chinophile as well. Trudeau's a Chinophile. The Carnegie Endowment's Chinophile now, and the CIA director's a Chinophile. And so they are all kind of like Americans. A lot of them were pro-Nazi until World War II started. And they thought Hitler was going to win, and then, of course, they all got set up and put in prison or killed. And it's the same thing here. There's a sophisticated setup going on that will just basically destroy the U.S., China, in the end. And Russia knows that, and they don't want to play any part of this world government AI takeover that wants to collapse all society, all civilization, all human systems, and then leave on its ashes a robot-controlled global police state with only a few megacities that are above the law and their own jurisdictions. That's what the Vatican is. That's what Israel is. That's what the City of London is. That's the model where you'll have high-tech cities, city-states, and then no more nation states, and then the city states will control all trade and systems worldwide. The rest of us basically starving in a collapsed civilization. You know, wait, that's like the Hunger Games. Well, see, the UN's not copying the Hunger Games. People read what the UN was planning in their post-industrial world. It's actually UN world law, and it is the Hunger Games. And each country, what's left of it, will have one district that's wealthy. Everyone else will be slaves under Agenda 2030. We'll be back with the rest of the story on the other side.
You know, I'm cutting an ad right now, and I've been here on the Saturday cutting these. I've done a terrible job because I just cut like 5 ads, and I didn't tell people the most important part. No, it's not that DNA Force Plus has been sold out for 7 months and is back in stock and is 40% off, or how the supply chain broke down and how it almost bankrupted us, but thank God it finally came in. or how it cleans up your mitochondria and makes your telomeres last longer and can regrow nerves. You've got to go research DNA Force Plus. No, it's not that. The reason I just cut all those ads and forgot the most important point. The Supernova Vitality's back in stock, 50% off. The ProstaGuard's back, 40% off. The Alpha Power's back, 50% off. The Ultra 12, Vitamin B12, taking out the tongue, it's incredible, is back, also 50% off. Or VasoBeats, back 50% off. No, instead, we've got double Patriot points and free shipping store-wide. Double Patriot points, free shipping store-wide on top of the huge sales.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right, so let me show you these headlines and time all together like I said I would do. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Biden says China believes it will own America within 15 years. That's not what he really said. He said by 2030 or 2035, which is 9 to 14 years. And I agree with that statement, but he means China would have been used by the globalists to economically, militarily break our back. Then that ties in with this. China establishes company to build satellites, broadband, mega constellation of thousands of satellites, which can also then be hunter-killer satellites and take out Western satellites. That's about dominance. And then that ties into this incredibly important stat. Genetically modified salmon heads to U.S. dinner plates. It's got insect genes. It's got plant genes in it. It's not even really a salmon. It eats the other salmon. But that's okay. They're all wearing their mask in the photo. Humans are dirty, but GMO salmon released into the wild, they're good. Dems vote to allow scientists to create animal-human hybrids in disturbing move. I first reported that back in the week. People didn't believe it. A few days later, folks went and watched C-SPAN. They were trying to pass a bill to ban it. And the Democrats said, no, it's legal. Create human-animal hybrids. And that leads us to this next point before I go back to the big picture. If you go to Infowars.com or NewsWars.com, you can see the headline for the live feed of the show today. It always focuses in on one of the central big points. And there it is, Sunday Live. Biden's EEOC, you know, the guys that fight racism for humanity, says forced injections are legal. Overhead shot, please. Companies can make employees take COVID-19 vaccine, EEOC says. And saying if you can't have your job, if somebody can't put a GMO experimental secret potion into you, that's forced. Saying we'll take your job if you don't do it, that's forced. Terrorism is the threat of violence or actual violence to get a political or economic concession. And to say, I'm going to take all your money away, I'm going to put you on the street, if you don't do what I say, if you don't take our inoculations, you know, the UN 50 years ago said, we're going to have a universal guaranteed income, we're going to control everybody and make people get sterilized so they even get their dole. And you can argue, well, there are too many people. Well, you don't want the UN running that. My God, these are murderers. So that's what this is, ladies and gentlemen. And remember, all the left said nobody's going to make you have a vaccine passport. Nobody's going to make you have a job. That's preposterous. But now it's here. Oh, and they said there's new variants. Sorry, the old shots didn't work. You got to take more. And the deaths are mounting and mounting and mounting. Universal basic income is the answer to the inequalities exposed by COVID-19. That's right. Big tech and big media and big government say your small business is not essential. So after a few months of lockdown, you got to go get on welfare. And, oh, we need more welfare because there's inequity by the very people that are setting it all up. So what do you get from these headlines? Genetically modified salmon head to U.S. dinner plates. And that image right there says it all. Why, here's the scientist showing you their frankenfish that's twice as big and grows almost twice as fast but does attack and kill the other salmon. And it's part insect and it's part plant, but that's okay. Who knows what it'll do when you eat it? Who knows what viruses it'll shed when you splice organisms? Don't worry, the dirty humans are wearing their mask while they introduce this life form. Continuing, Dems vote to allow scientists to create animal-human hybrids in disturbing move. WesternJournal.com. In disturbing move. I think that says it lightly. This is a revolution against basic common sense, a revolution against our bodies, a revolution against our privacy. Companies can make employees take COVID-19 vaccine, EEOC says. So, if you don't hire enough people the right color, this federal agency comes after you. But if you don't want to put some secret concoction from multinational corporations that's been banned in hundreds of countries in your body, and your job discriminates against your religious or your economic or just your conscientious objection, you don't trust the big pharma? Never before could they do this, but now the EEOC says so. They're legalizing animal-human cloning. They just did it. That's light years, you see, of what you thought they'd do. What have I told you probably 1,000 times in the last 10 years? You'll wake up one day and they'll announce human clones are legal, animal-human clones are legal. I've said that 1,000 times in the last 5 years, conservatively. And you woke up last week and the Senate said it's legal. Because it's already been done. They tried to pass a law to stop it, and they fell 10 votes short. It's going on. It's been going on for 50 years, but now they're ready to roll it out. Now they think they've perfected it. So So they're like, yeah, we're going to put stuff in your body or you're fired. We're going to put stuff in your body, you can't leave your house. We're going to put stuff in your body or you can't get on a bus or a train. We're going to track everywhere you go, and you're non-essential. We're going to create salmon that aren't even really salmon. And notice, all the world, the same announcement got made the same day. That's the U.S. Here's the U.K. U.K. minister. U.K. could make COVID-19 jabs compulsory in healthcare. Minister says, it's always more, more, more. Told you that was coming. And next it'll be in your job, in your area. So now you understand what's going on. This is a revolution. China's been creating animal-human clones. They've been creating all sorts of other animal and animal clones. They've been creating these splices like this salmon. There's a bunch of varieties of GMO salmon. And they would never approve them the last few decades because every time they test them in tanks, they kill the other wildlife and other fish and act totally psychotic. And then have all sorts of mutations and have all sorts of weird deformed babies and just God knows what it's going to do. But now they just said, you know what, we're doing it. The bottom fell out. Human-animal clonings, animal clone clones, splices, chimeras. And then Joe Biden is on the news telling you, well, hell, instead of just me saying what he's on the news saying, let's go ahead and play a clip of Joe Biden explaining how China's going to win because Xi Jinping's a dictator. Here it is.
We're in a battle between democracies and autocracies. The more complicated the world becomes, the more difficult it is for democracies to come together and reach consensus. I've spent more time with President Xi of China than any world leader has for 24 hours of private meetings with him. Just interpreter, 17,000 miles traveling between China and here. He firmly believes that China, before the year 3035, is going to own America because autocracies can make quick decisions.
And what he's saying is dictatorship can make quick decisions, just like Trudeau said, when that's not true. I've got a bunch of financial analysis here that's excellent. We'll cover when we come back about the fact that all the rigging of the markets is what's creating all the disparities and all the problems and all the instability. And they're doing it because they control the instability. And it's beyond insider trading. It's manipulating the markets to make the general public poor and the establishment have all the money and currency so they can dictate to us the terms of our surrender. This is economic war. And everything Biden does, shutting off our pipelines, raising the gas prices, bankrupting the border, calling for people that don't add anything to the U.S., pregnant women with children, to come here to weigh down the system, attacking our military, creating all this racism, promoting riots, promoting pedophilia, all of it to demoralize us and bring us down. He's shutting down U.S. pipelines and authorizing Russian pipelines. It's war. Figure it out. He's a globalist Chi-Com agent. They stole the election. They put him in there to destroy the country. We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I don't really need to sell you on how beet concentrate is really good for your heart, good for your liver, good for your lungs, good for your cardiovascular system and your brain. It's well known, and so beet supplements are amongst the best sellers out there. So I went out to a top lab and I said, what is the strongest beet concentrate you can do? A copy of the popular formula you have. They explained that their formula had a certain percentage, and I said, just like with Body's Ultimate Turmeric formula, where the average competitor is at 5% curcuminoid, I said, no one else does 95, that's the highest level. I said, give me 95% curcuminoid. Didn't even cost much more. And we have 95% curcuminoid. Well, it's the same thing here. This is a very strong beet extract, and it's very good for your body, good for your heart, and it's back in stock, Vasobeets, at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. Turbo Force is back in. DNA Force is back in. Ultra 12 is back in. Super Male Vitality is back in. And they all fund the InfoWar. And their store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points for the week of Memorial Day.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Show, why would ABC News and CNN and all of them come out and say, okay, maybe it did come out of a lab? Because they know there's whistleblowers, they know there's scientists, they know that there's insiders who've been exposing this in the last 16, 17 months, and they know they can't hide it anymore. And so instead they're going to try to spin it and say it just leaked out of the lab on accident. When Fauci and others funded the gain of function and lied to Congress, Fauci needs to be arrested now. Bill Gates, who funded it, ran it all, needs to be indicted. Or they're going to continue to launch more of these attacks in the future through the UN and use it as a pretext to have the UN run our speech, to say what doctors can and can't do, to totally control our lives, and to give themselves total power and control over the planet. It's an Operation Lockstep. It's an event 201 with Bill Gates that they would use a virus for their takeover. And they've all massively increased their wealth, doubling or tripling it, because they're essential and we're not. And that's the most important point I want to hit here in just a moment. Because in this article on GMO salmon, now hitting U.S. tables, after 20 years of it being blocked, is key. I'm going to hit it in a moment. But first, since I mentioned it, let's go ahead and go to ABC's John Carl saying, well, I mean, even if Trump said it, he can be right sometimes. Oh, like the election being stolen? Here it is.
And yes, I think a lot of people have egg on their face. This was an idea that was first put forward by Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, Donald Trump. And look, some things may be true even if Donald Trump said them. And there was, because Trump was saying so much else that was just out of control, and because he was, making a frankly racist appeal, talking about Kung Flu and the China virus, his notion that put forward that this may have, or that he said flatly that this came from that lab, was widely dismissed. But actually, there's some real reason. We don't know, by the way. We still don't know. We absolutely don't know. But now serious people are saying it needs a serious inquiry.
Okay, well, number one, you call a virus where it came from. That's why they have these new strains. They call it the British strain, or they call it the Brazilian strain. Pure bull. You know, the Spanish flu they thought came out of Spain. So they call it the Spanish flu. It has nothing to do with the people there. And they know that. But that's how they try to turn everything into a racial issue instead of the science. But here's what we know. They used the fear of the virus to shut down society. They lied about how deadly it was. They promoted the fake PCR test. And anywhere the people don't stand up and demand to be reopened never reopens, like Canada or Australia or New Zealand, where they let you off lockdown for a few weeks and go right back on it. Because if you are a service economy person, or you work for a small company, you're non-essential. Well, in the U.S., we still produce a lot of the world's food and a lot of the world's energy. So as long as those industries have to have humans doing it, those areas will be somewhat open. But if you're in an area where you aren't essential to the globalist, you're done. And, of course, that's why we have to, with our energy, only buy and only promote local and regional, that is small and medium-sized businesses that have a code of being pro-human. You've heard of fair trade coffee and all this to make sure the villagers get a little bit of money to actually be able to have a decent life. Absolutely. That's a great idea. But let's go way further of pro-human trade. Sustainable doesn't mean get rid of the humans. Real sustainability means building a clean, good, healthy earth that also helps humans be clean and healthy. The globalists just want to engineer a collapse that they control to massively reduce population, and on the ashes of it, build a very high-tech technocracy. And we're showing you footage of Australia where they beat people, in Germany where they beat people with clubs, in Spain with water cannons and dogs for trying to go outside to the park. That's what happens in Australia. That's what happens in New Zealand. That's what happens in Germany. That's what happens in the U.K. And now they're on the news in the U.K. saying, oh, a million people marched again for opening the economy. You're dumb. We're already open. Oh, at 25% capacity, got to wear a mask. You got to show a QR code to get in places. Oh, they promised that wouldn't happen, remember? Again, they're not creeping up to a takeover anymore. That was all beta. Now it's, hey, you're going to eat GMO salmon. Hey, the borders are wide open. Hey, we waive the laws. No background checks on who we give. One-year-old babies thrown over a wall. They're just given to some fake Catholic charity and then delivered to known smugglers' hands and then disappear. Human-animal clones legalized last Tuesday by the U.S. Senate. And you notice that no law had to be signed because they're already doing it. They wouldn't pass a law to prohibit it. Possession's nine-tenths of the law. They're just doing it. They're just telling your kids to wear masks and teach them they're non-essential. They're just having convicted pedophiles dressed like women come in and have your son bounce on their knee at public school. They're just teaching Satanism. They're just pushing partial birth abortion and keeping the babies alive until they get a list of who wants the organs and get top dollar. They're doing it all. It's their satanic globalist revolution against us, where they teach us to not value each other, where they teach us to not be able to have anything labeled like the GMO Frankenshots. They've got legislation where from now on there won't be anything on vaccines or drugs of any type. There won't be an insert. There won't be adverse reactions. They'll just do whatever they want, just like 5G and all the studies gives you cancer. This is an anti-human revolution, where they got so many things killing us, no one ever knows exactly what got you. But let me show you the key in this article, hidden in this AP article. Genetically modified salmon head to U.S. dinner plates. Oh, it's so nice. Indianapolis AP, the inaugural harvest of genetically modified salmon begins this week after the pandemic delayed the sale. You mean the martial law worldwide drill? Of the first such altered salmon to be cleared for human consumption in the United States. Trump wouldn't clear it, but don't worry, Biden did. The CEO of the company says several times of the engineered biotech company, Aqua Bounty Technologies, Inc., will now head to restaurants and away-from-home dining services where labeling as genetically engineered is not required. Oh, the only area where there's not a law that you've got to have it, and they're not going to tell you. Oh, I'm loving and liberal. In the Midwest and along the East Coast, they're going to bomb you with this stuff. Continuing, thus far, the only customer to announce it is selling the salmon is Samuels & Son Seafood, a Philadelphia-based seafood distributor. Well, here's what you tell people. You hang a sign up saying, we don't have GMO. Animals. And by the way, this thing's got insects in it. It's got plant genes in it. The mutations, the top scientists say this is insane. Who knows what zoological mutations of viruses you're going to get out of this. I mean, look what you got in the Pfizer shot. Jellyfish and the entire human genome. We eat, people ask, what's that for? We're not going to tell you. And the EEOC says, your employer can make you take it. No, they can't. The EEOC is a Nazi organization. But it runs around saying it's fighting racism all day because they want us fighting with each other while humans are being annihilated. But there's the answer to the genetically modified creature. It's not even a salmon. It's an insectoid spliced chimera abomination. The answer is refuse it. The answer is demand labeling laws. The answer is say no. But instead, what does the Club of Rome and its offshoot say every day on every channel? Klaus Schwab and the Davos Group. You will eat bugs. You will drink sewage. You will eat weeds. And you will like it. And now all these liberal states are legalizing bugs and saying, we're going to put it on school lunch tables. You're like, they won't do that. Really, they send pedophiles into your schools. Oh, really? They legalize human-animal cloning. Oh, really? Yes, they will. Because you won't say no. And everyone's been preconditioned when we warn them about this. It's like we walk into the Austin City Council as top scientists, heads of university departments, saying fluoride causes brain damage and lower IQ and just low levels when it's added to water supplies. And the mayor just laughs and says, I'm going to turn my mic off. I'm not listening to you. And the mayor leaves. They just laugh at you. You're going to drink sewage, you're going to eat bugs, you're going to eat GMO, you're going to eat plant, animal, spliced animals, and we're going to radiate you with 5Gs, and this is how it is. No, we as consumers say, no, we'll never shop or buy from anybody again, and everybody better tell you if they're serving this crap, or we're going to sue your ass. We've got to get aggressive and say no and stand up for humans and the earth, or it's all over. That's what they tell you to ban carbon dioxide all day long. It's what plants breathe. So while you're worried about carbon dioxide, they're Frankensteining the entire planet with a genetic alien takeover, basically. We'll be right back with hour number two.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth-generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.